President.
Henry, before we talked about last night, I wanted if you'd get one of your Taiwan people. I was talking to Billy Graham. He called from Tokyo, and he's going to be in Taipei tomorrow.
Right.
With Madam Chan. Well, in fact, he's going to be there today, but he's not going to see them until tomorrow. And I just said, well, just reassure them of my friendship and appreciation and so forth and so on, and that
Right.
we stand by our friends. But I said that I'd have your office send him a little cable to through McConaughey as to sort of talking points. Would you just have him give him this can be good reassurance for them.
We'll get it over there.
Fine.
Within the next couple of hours.
Fine. And I don't need to know what it says, but just so he's going to see them and he could sort of feel the personal feeling that they could give them. Great. Well, how'd you go last night? Everything fine?
It was an unbelievable day.
Was it really? Where'd you have it? Or do they have it at their own house?
At it. I thought I better entertain them.
Good.
I did it at the Century Club. In Newark.
Where is that? Is that a...
It's on 43rd Street. That's a good...
Is it up? Is it in the up
on one? West 43rd Street.
Is it upstairs? I mean, up top in a higher building?
No, it's...
I've been there, but I can't...
The whole building. It's...
Oh, I don't know the club. No.
It's got the entire building.
Yeah. Well, go ahead. What?
First of all, personal felicitations from the Prime Minister to be conveyed to you urgently again.
Good.
And they are so delighted, and this the man who made the historic opening towards China, and they'll never forget that, should now be again president. So they were just burbling on. Then they talked about Vietnam, and they said, of course, we won't interfere, but we are in favor of a quick settlement without humiliation of either side, and we'll use our influence in that direction. And it's the softest I've ever heard them on Vietnam. No particular support for the North Vietnamese.
Mm-hmm.
And if they talk to the North Vietnamese the way they talk to us, definitely Lee Dak Tho is going to be coming through Peking. And, but the whole tone of it was, they couldn't have behaved. They brought gifts for everybody.
Yeah.
And the whole tone of their conversation, it couldn't have been that cordial unless they were determined, unless they had a pretty good idea the war was going to be settled.
Mm-hmm.
Because if this headed into a confrontation, this would be a very odd behavior.
Yep.
They as much as said that they would use their influence to keep things quiet in Cambodia.
Yeah, that was the key point.
Yeah. They did say that. I told them it was absolutely essential. And I said, look, they were violent on Russia. And I said, look.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, good.
They said, obviously.
Were you able to make that Hague point?
Absolutely.
That must have impressed them.
That impressed them.
Yeah.
And I brought it into connection with the fact that I said, we may have to make some tough decisions in resisting hegemony around the world in the next 4 years. And it cannot be in anybody's interest that the United States is put into a difficult position in Southeast Asia after the war ends.
As a matter of fact, sucked into a peripheral war anyplace, Henry. That's the real thing. Africa, anyplace.
And that things have to be kept quiet there. They can't be immediately starting again. And they said they understand that, and then they asked us about our basic attitude towards Sihanouk. We'll be willing in principle to talk to them. And I said, well, first there has to be a substantial period of tranquility, but they should remember that the president had engaged in correspondence with them when there was no diplomatic relation. And I think if we can keep things quiet in Cambodia for a year,
yeah.
I'm not sure that Sihanouk may not be somebody that could come back there at the right moment. But at this time...
Cambodians wouldn't want him now. That's the problem.
No, they wouldn't want him now.
Yeah.
But the major thing now is to get the ceasefire established in all the country.
Yeah, get the poor people quit getting killing each other.
But it was...
That's good.
But
they still petrified at the Russians.
Oh, And the words about you, I mean, it couldn't. He drank a toast to you and to your victory. I mean, if we had said that the senior vice foreign minister, who had given a virulent attack on the Soviet Union in the afternoon, made a virulent attack in the United Nations.
Did he?
Yeah.
Come on, good.
Would drink a toast to the president in the evening.
What's he attacking them on right now? What's the line?
Attacking them on the non-use of force and renunciation of nuclear weapons.
Oh.
And he said they're frauds. If they want to renounce force, let them get out of Mongolia.
Isn't that great? Why doesn't he tell them to give the outer islands to, I mean, the Japanese Northern Islands?
And he said he wants to assure us they will do nothing with the Japanese to weaken our position. They they think it is a good idea for us to have our military arrangements with Japan.
Okay. There, that's come 180 degrees.
That's come 180 degrees.
Well, they know it. They're not dumb.
Well, they gave us back almost verbatim what you said to Cho in your conversation.
Remember, we had that whole business where where Bill was reassuring the foreign minister that we're not trying to help the Japanese and so forth, and I was telling Cho, no, we're going to stay in Japan.
And he said, don't believe this business about the Japanese doing enormous amount of business with us. They tried to have us a colony for 50 years, and we're not going to be a colony of Japan.
Mm-hmm.
It was the warmest meeting I've ever had with them.
Okay.
And on Vietnam, couldn't have been warmer.
Or did the matter of the possibility of David and Julie going over there come up, or is it?
I mentioned it to them.
That's just, well, I didn't want to press
They always, those things, they always have to always say.
You didn't have to, but you didn't have to. But on Mansfield, you've got that on the back burner,
that's
as I say. I really feel on him. I've been doing some thinking about that. I just feel we've done enough for him, Henry.
It's not going to happen.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Is it? We've done a hell of a lot. Let's let it go.
I don't think it's going to happen.
We should help our friends.
They're not going to invite
right.
us. No.
Good. You will.
But it was a very, very positive.
You will talk to Brennan about the other one, though, because that is coming up.
That I will do today.
But let me say, only if they feel that way, because the kids really don't give a damn whether they go or not. But if they would like, if, you know, for them to represent or for, you know, for minority, among the on the official delegation or something like that. Let it come naturally. You'll know understand.
Right.
Now, with regard to this, you know, what you left me yesterday was simply a copy of the letter that you had sent to us, to me.
Oh, God, I sent it.
You see what I mean?
It immediately sent.
So I don't have the copy of the proposed letter.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Now, it was useful, though, to read it. Now, on that letter, I think that the tone is certainly conciliatory. The substance, of course, on the troop withdrawal is tough.
Yeah.
And yet, of course, the way he puts it, it's a very cogent case. You know, if you get arguing about it, that they fight for 10 years, and what happens is that the North Vietnamese, that we get out and the North Vietnamese stay in, if you consider both of us foreign troops. So, I'm just putting the argument the way he does. He makes it a pretty good case.
But
now, the only way I think you can get around it, I mean, to put you, of course, your gut, I think of, is to what he needs more than anything else. As far as the fact of their being there and the danger of their being there, it's nothing, because they're just as dangerous across the DMZ. They can pour down any time. I understand that. The main thing is, from his standpoint of security, is our commitment. On the other hand, what he is concerned about is the appearance. He's concerned basically about the fact that after all these years, does he sign an agreement which says the North Vietnamese can occupy a part of his country? That bothers him. Now, on that, it seems to me that there could be some fuzzy language just in principle, that at the conclusion of the political process, that is, and so forth, that the North Vietnamese troops go out or something like that.
It can be put quite that way, but the basic idea is correct. We can get
something. He's got to have something in there that says that the principle of the occupation of part of South Vietnam by North Vietnamese troops is not recognized. That's his real problem, as I say.
They will never. You see, one.
They don't admit they have them. I understand.
You see, one thing that he doesn't recognize is it is actually an asset from the point of view of principle that they do not say they have troops there.
Yeah.
They don't claim they have a right to have troops there. They claim they don't have troops there, which is a lie.
Yeah, I know.
But which, from the point of view of principle, is easier to handle.
Yeah.
What I think we can do, however, Mr. President, we can, in the section on the demilitarized zone,
yeah,
put in a clause that the demilitarized zone must be respected. That establishes the principle.
Yeah.
Second, we can put in something about demobilizing troops in the south and returning him to their home. And thirdly, we can add to the agreement a protocol of their unilateral statement saying they have no troops there,
yeah,
with an American statement saying we don't recognize their right to have troops there.
Yeah, well, yeah, I understand if to do everything we can, but I know on the other points that he makes, most of those are basically, we know, purely cosmetics, but enormously important to him, and couldn't matter less, in my opinion, to the North.
Of his other point,
yeah,
we can get 80%.
Yeah, yeah. And so that's why I read his letter, whatever it's worth.
I left you the wrong copy.
Fine.
Well, I will immediately get up to you.
Now, how soon do you need the other one?
Well, I'd like to get it off tonight.
Well, then you can get it up here today, then.
I'll get it up within the next 2 hours.
Okay, bye.
Right.
Bye.